The New England Patriots are now 7-1 after yesterday's 41-25 win over the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. The Pats' one loss this season was inflicted by the Bills, but it came before Tom Brady returned from his suspension. Pats defensive back Devin McCourty called it a big victory yesterday for the Pats as they head into their bye week this week.
Get a win, obviously, against a division team that beat us before, beat us at home, so it was big. You know, we really took this one serious to come up here and you know, get a win and move on and get going for the rest of the season.
With us as usual on the morning after Patriots games is ESPN Boston's Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob.
Who joins us from Buffalo. Let me start this way. Big picture, it was a complete win yesterday. The offense and the defense both played pretty well.
Well, they did play well. I would say the offense, Bob, was a step ahead of the defense. Still some issues to work out on the defensive side of the ball. Particularly, they'd like to pressure the quarterback a little more, and their cornerback spot opposite of Malcolm Butler has been a little bit of an issue. But when their offense plays as well as it did, those issues sort of become secondary.
All right, let's talk about the offense. Tom Brady, 4 touchdown passes yesterday at age 39. Is he, at least at this moment this season, the league's sharpest quarterback?
Well, he's certainly in that discussion, Bob. And you talk about others around the league. Maybe you mention Oakland's Derek Carr or Atlanta's Matt Ryan. But here are the numbers from Tom Brady's last 4 games. 98 completions and 134 pass attempts for 1,338 yards with 12 touchdowns and no interceptions. And then you add in 44 rushing yards on 10 carries. We saw him have a very impressive 15-yard run yesterday for a first down. And all you can say is that Tom Brady is excelling in every imaginable way.
Yesterday's game, what were the major differences between these two teams compared to their first matchup a month ago in Foxborough, which the Bills won?
Well, we can start with Tom Brady. Of course, he didn't play in that game back in October 2nd when the Bills shut out the Patriots 16-0. And then for the Buffalo Bills, we should mention they were without their top offensive player, running back LeSean McCoy, who in that game against the Patriots back on October 2nd had touched the ball 25 times and had over 100 yards. So it was almost like you had one team, the Patriots, getting their best player back and the other team, Buffalo, losing their best player, and that helped tip the scales in the Patriots' favor.
All right, the Patriots are at the halfway mark in the regular season. They're off this coming weekend. The team looks pretty good. How are they set up for the rest of this season?
Well, they're set up very well, Bob, because the first thing you look at is health of a team. You know, you get to this point in the season, 8 games in, they're 7-1. They're 3 games ahead in their own division, the AFC East. And they always talk about how the first goal for every season is to win the division, because that gets you into the playoffs and gets you a home game. And we heard Bills coach Rex Ryan, whose team is in second place in the division at 4-4, basically concede it and say, we're playing for second place. So they're set up very well in that respect, and also with the health of the roster. A lot of their key players are in good place physically, and they'll get running back Deion Lewis back in a couple of weeks. He was a very important player for them last year, and his health is also looking up.
They play Seattle in their next game back after the bye week. Is that their biggest challenge of the season so far?
It'll be one of their biggest challenges. I think the one thing that will really help them, Bob, is the game is at home at Gillette Stadium, where they're so tough. And Seattle, in sort of a scheduling quirk, if you will, they're going to play Monday night this upcoming week. So they have to come all the way across the country on a short week, they call it in the NFL, when you play on a Monday and then have to turn around and play 6 days later on a Sunday on the road. So the Patriots, well, it will be a tough test for them. Seattle, one of the better teams in the league, still should have an advantage playing at home against the team on a short week.
Mike Reese, enjoy the bye week for the New England Patriots next week.
Well, thank you, and I look forward to talking to you again.
We will do that. Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN Boston and WBUR.